Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from Langdon Farms Golf Club, this is a special edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Cooney Lexus of Portland presents the 7th Annual Fan Golf Classic. Brought to you by Pelican Brewing, Stark Street Lawn and Garden, by Washman Car Wash, Rebel Yell Bourbon, Biggs Chicken, by Encore Audio Video, Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, United Cerebral Palsy of Oregon, by Vacasa, The Children's Course, 808, Baseballism, by Pearl Vodka, 1-800-DIVORCE, Discount Windows, Laurelhurst Market, and by Big Fat Wieners. Isaac and Sue on 1080.
That is fertilizer.
The Fan.
Well, we couldn't ask for a better day out here at Langdon Farms in Wilsonville for the Fan Golf Classic. A gentle breeze is blowing.
The cool, easy breeze of any town, USA.
So the second of three waves of golfers out there right now. It gets a little wild around here around club time.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, people start coming in after the round, and I'll tell you what, you get a couple beverage tickets, when you play here, but a lot of people, it's a bring your own sort of thing, and there's plenty of holes. I'm looking out here at the Rebel Yell hole. There's
always one of the best holes.
And they always bring out the hots as well.
Oh yeah, they're always on 16.
Yeah, there's plenty of opportunities out on the course to lubricate yourself. So yes, there are plenty of people that come in, and it can get a bit sideways. See a team go booze.
But here where we are.
It's very calm.
As players play their round, we'll have two more rounds tomorrow, one for clients, one for listeners. So if you haven't been a part of the Fan Golf Classic before and you've heard us talking about it,
shame on you.
Great tournament, man. It really is. It's one of the best in town, and you can get in next year. So put it on your calendar. It's usually right before 4th of July. So Kevin Durant is reportedly mad at the Warriors over this Achilles injury, but I call bull shark on that because Kevin Durant isn't some 21-year-old rookie.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's Kevin freaking Durant.
And he made the decision to go out and play.
That's right.
I guarantee you that not only was it the Warriors' doctors, but I assure you that Kevin Durant had his own doctors and medical professionals that looked at that.
I said this at the time when it's like Bob Myers was being all cryy up there about, oh, and I'm sure they feel some responsibility because they wanted him to come back and play. But ultimately, these NBA stars, look at Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
Nobody tells them to do anything.
No.
They do whatever they want, and they pretty unapologetic about it generally.
Yeah.
They do whatever they want in whatever their camp wants. And so I just can't. There's no way Durant's mad at the Warriors.
The only thing that I can see Durant being upset about would be the way they handled the information. Because it sure made it sound like when he got hurt that Golden State kind of was doing that. Well, you know, it's not that serious. It's not an Achilles injury. You know, it's day-to-day, and then the information would kind of get leaked out, and there was some talk that, you know, some of his teammates weren't 100% sure about what was going on. And so maybe he got frustrated from that standpoint, but I'm with you that I don't buy the idea that somehow he puts this fully upon Golden State and that this is
– However.
This is some sort of thing. If you even remember, Michael Thompson said that when his son, Klay Thompson – tore his ACL that Durant and Klay Thompson were talking to one another about having unfinished business, and there's a lot of people that think that this may end up helping keep Golden State together in the long run, as opposed to Durant if they won or if he stayed healthy, or even if they had lost and he stayed healthy, it might have been easier for him to go somewhere else.
Or the thing that this does, because it sounds like Kevin Durant, again, leaks. The whole league knew that Kevin Durant was probably gone.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, everybody knew that.
Sure seemed to be that. That was the prevailing notion.
So this is a way for him to sort of look good by leaving, right? Like, because he was going to take some heat.
Yes.
For being kind of, you know,
you're really going to go to New York and it's not going to be a
why
good
you,
team.
Right, and you're sensitive to the fact that everybody calls you out for joining the Warriors, so now you want to, you know, this whole thing about Kevin Durant's, like, legacy and stuff seemed to matter to him. Now he can just point the finger at the Warriors, whether he's really pissed at him or not. He can say, look, they got me hurt, and now I'm mad, and so now I'm leaving, and it will make him look better for leaving.
I had never considered that, but that's actually pretty diabolical.
I mean, he could use it if he wants. I think the thing about him is,
it's like when a guy gets caught cheating and somehow he blames the girlfriend. Always love that. The guy does something wrong and he ends up mad and yelling and then she ends up feeling bad about it. Yeah, I was going to leave, but it's your fault, you jerk.
Yeah, I think that he's weird. So he could have leaked this to make it, you know, to make it seem like it's just an easier sort of path for him to leave without taking so much criticism.
Yeah. And becomes more of a sympathetic figure.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think that's important
because
he had him.
Well, he had become a villain, and I don't care what anyone says. He did not like that role. He wanted.
Oh God, no. He wants everybody to love
that
him.
That was not something that he was comfortable with, and this does put him in more of a sympathetic light. It was like the narrative on Kevin Durant changed with that rippling of the
calf.
Yeah,
because it sucks. I mean, that's Achilles, and that's what I think, because that's like one of the most devastating injuries a guy like him could suffer.
Yep.
I think the question is what if this whole scenario played out, but it was a different injury? You know, what if we're talking about, you know, something that's not quite as catastrophic as the Achilles?
Sure.
You know.
Well, and I think you saw that.
He's not pissed.
I think you saw that a little bit with, like, the Kawhi Leonard thing, right? Kawhi Leonard's injury was not viewed as something that was really debilitating or serious. And so I think he caught a lot of flack from people. Man, have you seen all the videos that were circling right around the time that obviously they won the title? There were so many people that were going back and showing people's hot take videos of Kawhi Leonard when he was leaving San Antonio, and people were just murdering him and his character, and, you know, how dare he question the great Spurs, and just slaughtering that guy from a PR standpoint. And I do think a lot of it was because it was an injury that people really couldn't quantify. Right, it wasn't viewed as that serious thing. It was just it was like a sore leg, right?
Well, didn't he come back for a while too?
Yeah, he came back for a bit.
He
came back for a bit, just a couple games, and then he was like, "No, it doesn't feel right." But people had this idea of you're being a sis, right? Like, there's nothing. Your leg bothers you a little bit. You're being a baby about it. Whereas Durant, like you said, that's the most. It's the most devastating injury basically that an NBA player can have. Even the Nurkic one, right? Or the. Like, that obviously looked worse, but we all know that coming back from what Nurkic had is a lot easier than what Kevin Durant's going to come back from. And so just the visual of that and the way it went down, I do think the severity of it absolutely played a role in the narrative changing versus, like you said, if he tore a hamstring or, I don't know, like tore a quad or and something that was where he was going to be out for a period of time but not a two-year injury.
By the way, how bad do the Spurs feel right now? You know?
How bad they botched that thing.
They did. Whether they agree with what Kawhi's thought process was, it doesn't matter.
They botched
it. The player, you pissed him off to the point where he left and he won a title somewhere else.
Yes. In the first year, it gave you a big F you, and maybe now he comes back to the West and gets to screw you over multiple times a year.
So let your, I guess the lesson is, let your players do whatever they want.
Well, that already happens.
If they're that good.
That already happens.
Well, that's kind of what I thought.
Yes.
It's like Kawhi Leonard is the prime example of a guy who's like, man, this is the way I'm going to do it.
I think
Durant's no different. Durant's the same way, which is why people pinning this on the Warriors.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
The difference with Leonard, two things. One, he's just so quiet and unassuming. We all want to believe that he was different than the rest of the NBA. And two was that he did it against the Spurs. And the Spurs had this, Greg Popovich had this mythical aura around him that how dare anyone question the Spurs? And honestly, it'd be like if someone questioned the New England Patriots. It's that sort of devotion to kind of the process. Like, what would happen if, and Tom Brady's different because Kawhi Leonard's not Tom Brady, but what would happen like if Gronk, right? If Gronk came out and was like, you know what, New England has wronged me, screw the Patriots, I don't like the way they've handled my injuries, I don't like the fact they were going to trade me to Detroit, you know what, screw this, this organization is bunk, I'm forcing my way out of here. Would anyone take Gronk's side? No, you'd murder him.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you know, how dare you go against New England? And I think that's what happened with the Kawhi Leonard San Antonio thing. He went against the New England Patriots of the NBA, a coach and an organization that was beyond reproach, and it didn't work out very well for him.
Thank you, man. Cheer, Elijah. Yeah. Oh, hey, good to see you guys.
Fist bumps.
Thank you. We're being handed shots and fist bumps
fist
with the bros.
Fist bumps all around.
You guys playing
from
all
right? From the Barlow bros.
All right. Good deal. Thank you. Appreciate it. How about that? A little Ethan Craig for you.
See, I told you, when you're out here, opportunities present themselves for libations.
Yes.
Yes.
You didn't even ask for it.
No.
Now, what were you saying?
Just going against San Antonio. It's just it was not – that's not something that anyone thought was possible. And I think Kawhi suffered a big PR hit, and it wasn't good for him at the time. But he had the last laugh because he did what was right for his body. He got right and gave everyone the bird by going and winning the title.
All right, coming up next, it is our primetime stock watch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports.
By buying the music?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. We did Gloria last week while you were gone.
We did that 2 weeks ago, too, when I was
here.
It was the last one. It was
great. Yeah, but I don't think it's going to stick. I think Mike's going to try something different next. So tune in to find out what it is when we return on The Fan.
Divorce is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, it's 421 in the news coming up next. We're out at Langdon Farms for the Fan Golf Classic. Quick text. Someone said to us in the Better You Today text line 55305, I just feel like you guys should know that when I got in my car today after picking up my kids, one of the first things my six-year-old daughter asked was, is Sook back today? Super proud mom moment.
Parent of the year right there. God bless you out there doing the Lord's work.
We're big with the six-year-olds.
Yeah.
All right. Let's find out what Mike has done for a music choice. Very controversial, this segment.
I know. Since we've the stuffed shirts over there did not allow us to use the Pink Floyd tunes anymore.
No.
It's been a bit of a regression.
Let's get going. Here's Mike.
No audio for this first one, because there is none. But buy or sell, the Kemp Bazemore trade will wind up being a win for Portland.
Oh. What do you think of the music?
I can't focus on anything other than what's happening here.
I figured this was the least
it's chill
intrusive of any of the ones I picked so far.
I feel like this is like an 80s music video. It's on a beach. There's a hot Latin woman walking around. Maybe Chris Isaac is involved somehow.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it needs a little more testosterone.
Yeah, like he's there. You know, I can see this, though. I can see where this is heading. Kind of swaying the hips a little bit. Yes, the Kemp Bazemore trade will be a win. I don't think Evan Turner brought anything other than a locker room presence that people liked. I think Kemp Bazemore is a much better fit, and it'll be for a year, and then he probably goes somewhere else, but... I think this is a win. I don't think it's a huge win, but it's a solid single. Maybe it stretches into a double at some point. This is a good move.
Yeah, I think you're going to win this in extra innings. Close game.
Yeah.
But a win.
Yeah.
Because I think that Evan Turner just really wasn't a great fit. Good veteran player. He was a guy who could give you, he stepped up in a few times in the playoffs and give you what you needed, but he couldn't shoot. This team needed more shooting, and if they're going to lose Rodney Hood, basically what you're doing here is you're replacing Rodney Hood, and then you're saying, oh, bye-bye to Evan Turner.
Yeah.
So I think it kind of kills two birds with one stone in a way, in that you don't gain any more long-term salary in Bazemore. It's the same contract as Evan Turner, so like you said, only 1 year left. So you don't have to like take him for 3 years as opposed to Turner's one. Yes, you lose Turner, but you also do replace Rodney Hood, who will likely not be back. So you kind of kill both of those. You jettison Turner and you replace Hood in one move. They'll be a little less deep, but again, I don't think a lot of people were super happy with what Evan Turner brought to the table anyway, and this guy can shoot, so...
I also feel like this music, it's background music. Like if you clicked on like a real estate website, like maybe you were taking a virtual tour of a home.
I like that.
This would be playing in the background while you scrolled through the house.
Sook, I looked up background music this time because I've tried all sorts of different search terms for this song, and this is the one I found under background music.
Yeah,
so that is
I'm looking at a three-bedroom colonial right now, a big kitchen, butler's pantry, and I feel like... this is playing as I scroll through and look at the countertops. 100%.
This is a franchise that's probably done everything right the last few years. Like, they didn't even tank. They didn't even tank. And they got themselves in a great position. They pushed the Warriors to 6 games in the first round. And they do everything right to position themselves for the summer, and it might not matter. Kawhi Leonard could stay right there. Kevin Durant, who was another target, could stay in Golden State. It's kind of a surreal stage for them right now to have done everything right and still get maybe caught by just the way things have changed in the last 2 weeks.
Ramona Shelburne on how the Clippers could be left out in the cold. Out of the Clippers, Knicks, and Nets, buy or sell, the Clippers will be the one team to get left out this offseason.
Oh, gosh. I'd still say that that's Brooklyn. Yeah, it sounds like Brooklyn. Well, I mean, they could still get Kyrie Irving. Because I was going to say, Brooklyn seems the least desirable of the destinations, but it sounds like, you know, Kyrie Irving is at least considering that strongly. I don't know, because you don't hear a lot of scuttlebutt necessarily about the Clippers, but you heard that Jimmy Butler could be involved and Kawhi Leonard. I'll still say Brooklyn, because I think the Clippers will land someone, and they're going to – and you land an all-star player, whether it's Kawhi Leonard or not, in a wide-open West, I think the Clippers are still going to be a really, really dangerous team. Brooklyn, if they get Kawhi, if they get Kyrie Irving and no one else, I still think they're an afterthought. So I'll say Brooklyn is the loser.
Okay, so I will disagree, and I will – wait. What am I buying or selling again?
The Clippers will be the one team left out this offseason.
Yeah, no, I sell that. I think the Clippers are going to get Kawhi Leonard, and they're already floating that he's really considering the Raptors, which means he's going to the Clippers. he wants to kind of ease the fears of folks in Toronto. Give him a little taste. Like, yeah, maybe I'll be, no, I'm going to L.A. He's said all along he wants to go to L.A. I think he's going to go to the Clippers. And then I think that ultimately Kyrie Irving – and Kevin Durant may end up in Brooklyn together, or Kyrie Irving goes to the Lakers.
Ooh, that'd be intriguing.
That's what I think.
So you think that who's a
lot
the
of options there?
Yeah, so the Knicks are the losers.
Definitely. Yeah, nobody's. Well, did you see Andre Iguodala's interview today?
No, but I didn't. But I saw that there were some headlines.
Yeah, so Iguodala, somebody was interviewing Iguodala because he's got a new book.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that was from, but I saw that was one of the headlines.
And he said he got on camera, and one of the first things he said was, because they were asking him, hey, what's Kevin Durant going to do? What's going on in free agency? What do you think? And he said, the one thing I do know is ain't nobody going to the Knicks,
yes,
is what he said.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong.
No.
He knows.
For all the talk of New York, it doesn't change the fact that it's garbage ownership and it's an embarrassment of a franchise.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just pretty amazing, you know. I mean, it'll show you why they are the best fans in baseball, and just pretty amazing. I'm just glad to be able to, you know, play here for 11 years and have the great memories. And, you know, like I say, this is, I was pretty close from dropping a couple of tears there, I think, especially, you know, when I helped Yadi and, you know, we had that little moment to ourselves right there too.
Albert Pujols and the crowd cheering his home run against them. Buy or sell, it's okay for the crowd to cheer an opposing home run in certain situations.
100%. That was one of the cooler things that I've seen in baseball in years. And if you don't know, Albert Pujols returned to St. Louis. They gave him a freaking standing ovation. The Cardinals dugout was smiling and winking. Molina came out and gave him a hug and patted him at home plate. He hit a home run later in the game, and same thing, they went crazy for him. They gave him a standing O. People from the Cardinals dugout were standing up, tipping their cap to him for what he meant to St. Louis and the sort of ball player he had. Some people call it the greatest start to a career ever. The first 10 years and you know, bringing a World Series title there. Absolutely okay with St. Louis fans cheering Pujols for coming back and when he hit the home run.
P1 Brian in West Lynn says he's old enough to remember when Stockwatch background music was good.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know about this one either. But, hey, look, at least Mike's trying, right?
Yeah.
It's not as invasive as
it is not.
Gloria.
No.
But yet not nearly as badass. No. So... okay, I will. What is it again?
Is it okay to cheer an opposing player in certain situations?
Absolutely.
An opposing home run.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Yes. I think anybody, this is another one of those where anybody who's griping about this is just looking to be mad about something. Like, I don't understand why people are so, if there are people out there, I don't think there are many, but if there are that are like, oh, you can't cheer an opposing, shut up.
Yeah.
You. First of all, you're not from St. Louis. You don't know what that guy meant to St. Louis. And by the way, I think that St. Louis fans are incredible fans. I think that's some of the best fans in all of sports, and they showed it to you by the ovation that they gave to Albert Pujols. I watched a lot of that series, and every time Albert Pujols came to the plate, every single time they gave him a standing ovation. Like, and his last one, they gave him a curtain call, and of course he hit the home run. But that is just as classy as it gets from a great fan base, and anybody griping about that, I have no clue where you're coming from.
Well, it's like when Griffey came back to Seattle, they went freaking nuts for him, and they should have, right? Just because someone leaves, like if you're Albert Pujols, was he going to turn down the 200 whatever million that the Angels gave him? No.
Yeah, it's
love
like
that man.
Somebody mentioned San Francisco when Madison Bumgarner comes back after he's traded. Yeah. Absolutely, the same thing will happen.
They should. When he goes out to take the mound for the first time, is it still AT&T? I think they changed it.
Oracle Park.
Oracle Park.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's no longer Oracle Arena. It's the Chase Center.
Oh God.
And now AT&T Park is Oracle Park. So when he returns to Oracle,
keep up.
No. When he returns to Oracle and he takes the mound for the first time, damn right they should give him a standing ovation.
I would if I were them.
Hell yeah.
Jeez, man.
I think the French team's as talented. I came into this World Cup looking at France, Germany, the United States as the three favorites. And then you've got your second tier. But those three countries and France and what they've done in the last 8 years and how quickly they've caught up to the rest of the world, because Germany has traditionally been a women's soccer powerhouse. France is equally as talented. And now you want to throw it out of it, but you really can't because they're at home. The question is this, Bob. Do they have more pressure or less pressure?
ESPN's Taylor Twellman on the U.S.-France game in the Women's World Cup quarterfinals on Friday. Buy or sell, you're watching the U.S. women's team from this point moving forward if you haven't been already.
Wait, hold on. I was going to tell you, somebody nailed it. I don't think it's quite the in-home tour video, but close. I get what you're going with that. This guy says it's background music for a video on how to use the features of a new RV.
A bingo.
That is absolutely
that is
it.
More dialed in. I guess you're right. I was on the right path.
You were close.
But you're right. It's the RV. I'm learning how to put out an awning right now. I'm learning the settings for the new microwave oven.
We've also got one that says, I haven't heard a word of Stockwatch. I'm just staring at my lava lamp. Okay, we're going to watch Team USA, something to that effect. It would help if I would listen, wouldn't it?
Yes, it said going forward now, starting on Friday with the big U.S.-France tilt.
I've been watching the whole time, though.
Have you?
What about a stock for those of us that... Yeah, I watched today. I thought it was good. It was a good match.
I said if you haven't been watching yet, you will watch from now on.
If you haven't. I would say yes, I think people will.
Define watch. Pay attention, or do I have to sit and watch?
Watch the game. It's Team USA. You do it in the Men's World Cup, right?
Again, I'm asking you a question. This is like, am I keeping an eye on a kid or am I watching?
You're watching the game.
No. Then no.
So what will you do? Like watch
I'll keep some of it? I'll keep an eye on it.
So it's on.
It's not even on the TV. He's gonna follow it on his phone.
No,
you are too. You're gonna click on the headline when it's over.
That's not true. If I am home and the game happens to be on, I will watch some of it. But if Die Hard is on or John Wick 2 is on Showtime and there's not a lot going on in the soccer game, I might click over for a little bit. That's the difference between watching and keeping an eye on. I will keep an eye on the Women's World Cup, but will I sit down and watch it and make it an event? I'm going to be honest, no.
Well,
no, I won't. And I wouldn't do that for the men either.
That's what we like about you. You're honest.
Yes.
Somebody else texting in and says, Pink Floyd should cover this. I'm enjoying the text more than I am Stockwatch at this point about the music. So I've been watching it the whole time, but I do think more people, you should watch these gals, man. These guys are, these gals
amazing.
Are great. They're number one in the world. This is as good as it gets. We always gripe, maybe not necessarily about the women's team, but the men's team when they, why aren't they better? And everybody seems to care that, you know, they should be a world power in soccer. Well, these women are.
Yeah.
Support them.
Well, I do. By keeping an eye on something.
Jerk.
This is what I do in a lot of things. How many things, honestly, in your sporting world? So let's get rid of the big three for you because you're not even a big four guy, right?
Hockey.
Take hockey out of it.
Hey, bros.
I've given you. What's
going on? W2 Painters, thank
you. That's Ron. Ron painted my living room and my kitchen ceiling. Way to go, Ron.
He always drops us off the W2 Painters golf balls every year.
Ron did a great
job. Which we appreciate. Thank you, Ron.
Because Lord knows I'm not painting. I'm terrible at it. But this is my.
What I love about what Ron does is he brings his painters team out in full uniform.
Yes,
like they match.
Yes,
I think that's great.
He takes it very seriously. Ron, by the way, from Hawaii. You wouldn't know it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's awful white. But
anyway,
he's from Hawaii. Well, Lynch is imploring us to break. But
well, what were you saying?
My thing is, if you took
I don't care
take
what Lynch
hockey
says.
Out of it and you're going with just your big three, outside of the big three, how many sporting events do you watch? I'm being serious. Not keep an eye on. Watch.
That's so hard to.
Because I'm guessing that number is practically zero.
Well, when it gets to. This is classic Suk. You're feeling a little insecure about not watching Team USA, and so you're trying to deflect this back onto others. What I would say is,
because I'm honest and you're not.
No, I'm watching them. I've watched every one of their matches. I'm looking you dead in the eye and telling you I've watched every one of their matches, and I watched today. I love this. I think the World Cup is great. Now, especially because they're good. What I think happens with people is it's got to be – the bigger it gets, the more people watch.
Sure.
It's got to mean something.
Yes.
Which is why World Cup is big and it's going to be a lot of eyeballs. It's important. It's like it's as big as it gets in women's soccer, is it not?
Yes.
So then I'll watch it. So it's that. It's like, do I watch a lot of college baseball? No. But when the College World Series was just on, yes, I will watch it. Now, will I watch every – out of every inning? Hell no.
No, you know what but that
I
means?
But I definitely watch it.
You're keeping an eye on
no, you, no, 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 no. I'm not going to let you get away with
you're
that.
You're keeping an eye on
what
it.
You will not watch the women's soccer team, which is fine, but that isn't keeping an eye on it.
You have to watch something more than I'm going to say 65 to 70% to say that you watched it.
Okay,
otherwise,
so give me a list of events.
You're keeping an eye. Anything in the Olympics.
So you're saying, do I watch 65% or more of the entire Olympic
no, of
coverage?
Of any one thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I don't.
College World Series. When's the last time you watched a College World Series game where you watched 6.5 innings of that
Oregon
game?
State.
You watched 6.5 to 7 innings of an Oregon State game.
Yeah, absolutely.
When?
I think last year. Weren't they in it last year?
Yeah, they were in it last year. It's so memorable to you.
I think they were in it last year.
Yeah,
don't spin this on me.
They won it.
You're a hater.
They won it last year, Rob.
You didn't even remember
when
I brought it up that they beat Arkansas.
I watched
the Arkansas guy. You didn't. You kept an eye on it.
I watched
you
it.
You kept an eye on it.
You're sexist. That's our stock watch, and it's brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCED.
Divorced.
Wait, 1-800-YOU'RE-DIVORCED. 1-800-DIVORCED. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news coming up next, here's Mike.
You're listening to Primetime with Isaac and Sue as Cooney Lexus of Portland presents the 7th Annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms Golf Club. Brought to you by Pelican Brewing, Stark Street Lawn and Garden, by Washman Car Wash, Rebel Yell Bourbon, and by Big Fat Wieners. Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Langdon Farms Fan Golf Classic Day 1. Sue is back. Coming up, what does $1,500 mean to you? But we got to get right to it. It is June 24, 2019. It's time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. We do have a Blazers trade today, but that's sportsy, so we'll get to that.
Yeah, that's right out.
At the top of the hour.
Well, plus we've already given Bazemore his 2 segments.
Yeah, we have.
Does it really need more than that? I mean, we'll rehash it, I guess, in the 5 o'clock hour, but come on.
It's Kent Bazemore. Nice little player.
Yeah.
It is World UFO Day. We had a UFO scare while you were away.
Did we?
In Kansas City, yes. The National Weather Service out of Kansas City tweeted 2 unidentified flying objects, little white dots in the air over KC, and they turned out to be like those balloons that they send up to improve internet.
Oh.
Loon balloons or whatever. You ever heard of those?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But they indeed were not. There were no aliens in them.
I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, as I do from time to time when I was on the it's a long flight back there to Boston, by the way. And
6 hours, 5.5 hours?
Yeah, it's like 5.5 going there and about 6 coming back. It's always, you know, it takes a little bit longer going east to west. The winds and whatnot. And he had a guy on that was talking UFOs, and it's kind of led to that's a big time thing. Like, millions of people listen to that. And I've seen that at least on, like, my social media, that's led to, like, a newfound interest. I feel like UFOs are making a comeback. You know, for a while, like every now and then you're like Bigfoot or like whatever. It's like all of a sudden there's a lot of Bigfoot shows. I feel like the whole Area 51 and UFOs, I feel like there's a comeback of interest. People talking about UFOs.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know why.
I don't either.
But the guy was pretty interesting. I mean, I don't know if I believe any of what he was saying, but it's kind of
interesting. You say there's a comeback. Don't you think there's more of a emphasis, well, one, on fake news? But two, on they're just getting more creative in their arguments for, you know?
UFOs?
Yeah. Like, it's like, I don't know. I've even noticed this with Sasquatch talk.
The Yeti.
They're getting more creative in the arguments for them that they exist.
Sure.
And those arguments are evolving. That side of the people that do believe that are evolving those to the point where they're a little bit more believable.
Yeah.
And I think people are falling for that.
Well, I will tell you this.
I'm not saying I don't believe in UFOs or aliens.
But more people are getting roped in.
Come on. I mean, yeah. The little flying objects.
I'll tell you this. Of all of the, I guess UFOs wouldn't be supernatural. I don't know what you would call that. Someone help me out here. But I'm talking about, like, from the Bigfoot to the Yeti to the mermaid to the chupacabra to ghosts to whatever. Just phenomenon that we can't
phenomenon.
Prove.
There you go. Yeah.
Phenomenon.
Yeah.
The one that is most believable
UFO
is UFOs.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like if I had to place a wager on something of, you know, like a haunting that you see, like, you know, the ghost with, you know, picking up quarters and, like, breathing on you, the chupacabra, the Yeti, the mermaid, whatever, you know, any of that stuff, I would bet on UFOs. I think it's the most believable of the phenomenon.
Now I'm reading a story that says Bigfoot and UFOs are linked.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah. No, but,
The Bigfoots are piloting the UFOs?
There it is.
Where the UFOs are dropping off the Bigfoot and then they suck them back up. That's why we can never find him.
I believe in life forms on other planets. If you run the numbers, which we just did a couple weeks ago, I mean, of course, right? But the idea that they're UFOs in the way that we view them from, like, the movies, like, it's just, you know, the little flying saucer, like,
sure.
E.T.? I don't think so. I think it's a little different than that. But what do I know? You know, what do I know?
Clearly, people are saying folklore. How about that?
There you go, folklore.
Yeah.
Now, we have cougar news. The Cascade Locks cougar that was they were on the lookout for this cougar.
Yeah, it was out on the prowl.
Yeah, after getting rejected by Dusty Hera, fan twink Dusty Hera, she went out there. No, they found this cougar and they killed the cougar.
I saw the photo of it. It was quite sad.
Now, okay, it is sad. Now, the cougar was apparently becoming too comfortable around human beings, getting too close too often.
Yeah, they did that with the black bear a week or so ago.
And apparently the experts say that's no good. No. You don't want that.
No.
And so they had to put the cougar down because it was preventing a woman from getting to her kid that was in a car or something like that. Anyway, I don't question the protocol to put the cougar down, even though I don't like it. I don't question it. Why do they have to post a picture of it?
I know. It was very sad when I saw it. The poor cougar.
I don't understand why they do that.
I don't know.
I feel like that was the news trying to be, like, sensational, you know? Trying to get people pissed off, because it kind of worked with me.
It did. I was not happy about it.
I was like, oh,
why
man.
Do they do that?
Same sort. Yeah, I don't know. Well, nobody needs a picture. Just go about your cougar business.
Yes, just tell us that the cougar was euthanized, because it was shot, too.
Yeah, they shot it. Well,
I know that you kind of have to do
it. Well, we don't need to describe it.
No, it was bad.
Another cougar sighting in Sandy. Now, this one, I don't know if you've seen the surveillance video, but it's like the doorbell cam videos.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, it's just like cruising around the neighborhood.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, it just comes walking by like the street.
Dude, that's like just a nice little normal everyday USA neighborhood. Yeah. And a bunch of houses, and there's doorbell cam, and this freaking giant cougar just starts, he's not even running.
Not even running.
He's
just
strolling
across.
By. Yeah. That's kind of freaky.
He's out for a stroll. You ever been to a classic rock show?
That's
what they do. Just cruise around.
With their fingernails.
Uh-huh. Big hair.
And their drinks.
There's usually like a jean jacket involved.
Cigarettes.
And some way too tight pants.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hopefully that cougar wisens up and realizes that they may try to kill it.
This guy
so
says,
get out of there.
This guy says that photo is to let all the other cougars know. It's a message to all you other cougars.
All right. When we return, more animal news of the local variety. Bella the black swan has been stolen.
Uh-oh.
That story next on The Fan.
You're listening to Primetime with Isaac and Sue as Cooney Lexus of Portland presents the 7th Annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms Golf Club. Brought to you by Pelican Brewing, Stark Street Lawn and Garden, by Washman Car Wash, Rebel Yell Bourbon, and by Big Fat Wieners. Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we have time for one more story on In the News, and we'll get back to sports. And Blazers made a trade today, which we'll get to you next segment. But a Newburgh woman is hoping the public will help her track down a black swan that was taken from her property. This is Belladonna, Bella the black swan.
Are black swans a big deal?
Yes, you can get a lot of money for them.
Okay, so they're pretty rare?
Well, I don't know how rare they are, but yes, if they are taken, there are people that want them, and they will pay you lots of money for them.
Okay. I just didn't know. Like, you always, like, there's a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode about the Black Swan. You know, they made the movie, obviously, Black Swan, so I know it's a thing. I just didn't know if that's like a... I don't know a whole lot about swans or the price of swans.
Well, we talked about swans recently. Remember we were discussing why people don't eat swan?
Yes.
And it's because the swan is just somehow big swan lobby convinced us that the swan is majestic and romantic and you can't possibly.
But that's why I wonder like where the black swan fits into this. Is like, is the black swan really that rare, or has the black swan lobby done a great job of convincing us that the black swan is rare?
Right.
Like diamonds.
Yes, right. Well, this woman says that this black swan, Bella, has special needs. So, special diet, special water needs.
Really?
Yes. So, this is a very big deal. And this story is 7 days old. And so, I was looking for a follow-up. Perhaps Bella had been found.
No.
No. We have no sign of Bella.
I was going to say, who steals a swan? But I guess if you can get if you get money for it, someone will steal it.
Maybe it was the white swans. And it's a, it's a race.
One of those sorts of things.
Race-motivated crime.
How about that? Can you have a swan hate crime?
Well, I think you probably could.
Interesting.
You don't know what swans are thinking.
No, I don't. I wonder, in the world of swans, do they look at that and be like, hey, what the hell's up with you? Or is there a jealousy factor because everyone loves the black swan? And yeah, the white swans aren't getting their appropriate love.
So she noticed the dogs were barking and stuff, and then the swan was gone, and there were feathers, and she followed the trail, and it's like no sign of Bella. She said, I had several people right away say black swans are worth quite a bit of money on the black market, ironically, or online. They're selling them for thousands of dollars.
Huh.
So
who knew?
She was at the pond at a place called the Enchanted Farm. That was her home, and she must be returned.
Yeah, boy.
And mom loves her very much.
Like, I hate to do this because I'm an animal guy.
The swan's probably fine, just floating in a different body of water.
I don't care.
Finally away from this old crazy lady.
I don't care what happened to this lady and her swan. I'm fine. I'm more concerned about the cougar that was shot. That bothered me more than the missing black swan, to be honest with you. It's a swan. Your life's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think of this either.
I don't think
it's a huge deal.
No, nor do I.
But
I'm not losing any sleep over the missing swan.
Well, be on the lookout for Bella or her feathers.
So if you see a black swan, I should report that?
Or her head.
Well, that's racist if they're saying all black swans look alike.
That's true.
I'm not comfortable with
that. This is the special black swan, Bella.
Yeah,
has special needs. Okay, that's your In the News. That's going to do it for June 24th. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5, the top 5 sports stories today, including the Trailblazers pulling off a trade when we return on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.